you are, do not break the stillness of this moment. For this is a time of mystery, a time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is The Haunting Hour. Second Chance.
Give us a break, Warden. My city desk is yelling for a story.
Yeah, how about that? Don't we wait an interview with Duke Malone before the execution?
You're wasting your time, boys. After all, it's a condemned man's privilege. If he wants to go out quietly, that's his business.
And what a business. Gangster, notorious gambler, racketeer.
A record of killings you couldn't pin on him, and now he gets the chair for murder of a nightclub singer.
Sure, the Duke's always headline news. Come on, Warden, give us permission to visit his cell, will you?
Forget it, fellas, forget it. You wouldn't see anyway. Now, if you'll excuse me, boys, I've got to test the power lights for the execution.
Just a minute, Ward. Any chance of a reprieve for Malone?
Well, he's got as much chance as you fellas have of getting a story. But come along now. You can try your luck anyway.
I'd better phone in this story, what there is of it.
You're telling me Duke wasn't much help.
Okay, Duke. That's the last of them reporters.
Yeah, much obliged, Yeller. You did me a favor.
Hey, somebody, the lights. Something happened to the lights.
I'll take it easy, Duke. They're only testing the power. Look, why don't you think of something else? Sort of take your mind off of... Well, off of everything.
Are you kidding? With them just getting through testing the juice?
Yeah. I know.
You don't know from nothing. You never been in this spot.
Now, look, Duke. I've been on this job a long time. One thing I'll never get used to is seeing anybody go to the hot seat. You know why? Because I was raised in the slums, too. I know what a slum kid is up against.
Yeah?
Every time I see a killer getting his leg shaved, I always think it might have been me.
But it ain't you.
Listen, Duke. My brother robbed a store, killed the owner. He stopped a bullet while the cops was chasing him. And that was when I knew that I was going to head for the straight and narrow. Give myself a chance.
Chance?
Yeah. You see, Duke, you cheated yourself. You didn't give yourself a chance. Now, I'll bet if you could do it all over again, it would be different.
You mean knowing what I know now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Guess maybe you're right. I know what the score is now. I'm wised up. But it's too late.
Well, I just wanted you to know. I'm sorry.
Well, thanks anyway. Getting polite in my old age. It's a laugh. Old age. Something I'll never have, because one thing it's too late for me to get is a second chance. Second chance. Second chance, huh? Wonder, would it turn out different? Sure it would. I'd make it. Starting back when I was 14, hanging around a pool room, a punk headed for trouble, I would have made it different. I remember that day. Benny and I were shooting pool in Joe's place. Sure were a couple of tough kids. No tougher than the other kids in the gang. Yeah, I remember that day. Because if I'd said no, I would have said no if I had a second chance. I would have said no.
It's your shot, Benny. And no fair tilting the pool table.
Hey, Duke. Sorry to break up the game, but I got to see you a minute.
Hi, Spike. Find number 7 ball in the left side pocket, Benny. Nice shot.
Duke, will you listen?
Move over, Spike. You're in Benny's way.
Yeah, I'm in the cop's way, too.
Huh?
What's up? Plenty. Fell down the street, met with an accident.
Yeah?
And accidentally, I got some fancy jewelry on me.
So what? Play it off the corners, Benny.
So maybe you can help me get rid of it.
My turn, Benny. The
cops see the accident?
I don't know. Maybe the guy squawked. Honest, Duke, I thought he was out like a light.
Ah, leaving me behind the eight ball, eh, Benny?
Well, that's a cinch. Hey, what's the matter with you, Duke? Ain't you sore at me?
No. Nope. Back him up, Benny.
Then I'm still in on that grocery deal tomorrow night, huh?
Oh, all that. Well, count me out, Spike. You can do it yourself.
And where'll you be tomorrow night? Tipping off the cops?
No. I'll be at night school, plugging for a law course.
Ah, quit your kidding.
I'm serious.
You're crazy, Duke. Night school? What brought that on?
Oh, I don't know. I just got a funny feeling about things. Any objection?
Yeah. Come on, we'll talk about it at Steve's place. You need a... The cops. They're out to pick me up.
Yeah, and anybody with you.
Come on, Duke. Out the window to the alley. This way, Duke, with Benny and me. Aren't you coming with us?
Thanks for that. From now on, I'm making a beeline. The other way.
What am I doing? I must be going nuts thinking this way. Giving myself another chance in my own mind. Yeah, but figuring this way, I know it would have been different. Because when they sent Spike up to the reformatory, I would have started night school. Sure, it would have been rough. But I'd have done it. I worked days, I studied nights. No time to get in trouble. I'd make a lawyer out of myself and stay away from the shady side of the law.
All right, Duke, get in the car.
Spike, what are you doing in front of my house?
Waiting for you, smart boy. What's the matter? Stay after school tonight?
Come on, I let go of my arm. Spike, I'll let you have it with this law book.
Nice talking, Duke. Tough kid's grown up into a tough lawyer. Grab him, Loy. Put him in a car.
Come on, let
Come
go.
Get in here.
Let go. Is this another one of your famous rides, Spike?
Nah, we're just going around the block a couple of times.
What do you possibly want with me?
Just thought you could use some easy money.
Not interested.
Use your head, kid. I got a proposition that's right up your alley.
Yeah?
It's this way. Now, the gang's doing fine. Why, we're in big business. Of course, we run into a little jam now and then.
Look, look. Where do I fit in?
As a mouthpiece. A good lawyer who'll beat his brains out for us.
And I'm it, huh? Not a chance.
Think it over. You'll need the dough.
Maybe. I want it legitimately.
Yeah, you're a sap. Not much like the kid I used to know.
Now, look, if you just tell Louie to drive me home...
Oh, sure, sure. You heard him, Louie. Back to Duke's place.
Oh. Gee, thanks, Spike. I'm sorry I can't be of service, but it's a case of mistaken identity. I'm not your man.
Maybe not. But I'll look you up again. You may change your mind.
Look, save yourself the trouble. You won't find me.
Oh, yeah? How come?
Because I'm putting plenty of neighborhood between you and me. Sure. Sure, I can figure it now. Spike was bad medicine. I'd have stuck to the straight and narrow, just like the jailer said. Sure, I'd have been lonely, but I'd have been able to take it until I got my law degree. Then I'd get me a wife for company. Nothing like responsibility to keep us steady. I'd have taken my best girl for a ride in a ferry boat.
Nothing like a view of New York from a ferry boat on the Hudson.
Bess, you know something?
What?
I wish I could show you the whole world instead of just the skyscrapers in New York.
You will someday, Duke. I'm sure of it. Well, you're going places.
And you, Bess? Do you think you could be interested in sharing life with me?
Well, I...
Oh, please. Before you make your decision... Bess, you know how I feel about you.
Honestly, Duke... I've never been quite sure.
But I thought I made myself perfectly clear.
That
I...
you preferred Anne's company to mine?
Oh, Anne. It's ridiculous. Oh, sure, I dated her a few times, but I...
Yes, dear.
What a cross-examination. Look, the whole truth and nothing but is... Well, that you're the girl for me.
You're positive, Duke?
I was never more sure of anything in all my life. Sure, with Bess, I'd have gone places. Anne was for a mug, a punk. But Bess in a law career, being top man as a lawyer. Fancy setup in Wall Street, right in with the big boys. The legit stuff.
Robert Duke Malone, attorney at law. Sorry, you'll have to make an appointment. I'll ring your secretary. Oh, Mr. Duke, good morning.
Good morning.
Say, Duke, may I see you a moment?
Hi, Reynolds. I'm sorry to inconvenience you this way. Been waiting long.
Oh, that's all right. I know you're a busy man.
Come right into my office.
Thanks.
Tell me, how's the stock market affecting you these days, eh?
Not too well. Dropped a few heavy points recently. But things about to pick up, don't you think?
Well, frankly, Reynolds, I wouldn't know. You see, I've been so preoccupied with sure things that I have neither the interest or the patience for gambling.
Uh-huh.
Have a chair, Reynolds, won't you?
Oh, no, thanks. I just dropped by to invite you out tonight.
Well, really? Something special on the agenda?
Well, not exactly. I realized you might be lonesome. You know, your wife and children away at the country home at Academy that maybe...
Well, that's really nice of you, Reynolds.
Then you'll accept my invitation?
At the moment, nothing could sound more attractive. I can certainly use an evening of relaxation. That's what I mean. That's something. Mixing with the real thing, society stuff. That's what success does for you. A beautiful wife, a fine family, a country estate. That's doing all right. Big shot with an evening off for relaxation with the upper crust. That's the relaxation for me. Oh, it was a wonderful floor show, Reynolds. I certainly enjoyed it.
Glad you liked it, Duke. Glad you liked it.
Tell me, who is that lovely nightclub singer?
Huh? Nice, huh? Say, I noticed she sang right to you, Duke.
Objection sustained. What's her name, anyway? I didn't quite catch it.
Would you like to meet her?
Wouldn't.
Well, fine. I'll take you backstage and introduce you.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute, that's wrong. That ain't the way to work out a second chance. I don't want to get mixed up with her again. Made me think of her. She's the nightclub singer that got me here. That's Jeannie Daniels. That's the girl I murdered.
Duke Malone, gangster, is in the death house awaiting his execution for murder. Something the jailer says makes him reconstruct his life, based on the premise that, given a second chance, he would not be ending his life in the electric chair. He goes back in time to his 14th year, when he first became involved with the law, changes the circumstances, and mentally builds up an honorable existence. All the trappings of success are there. A wife, a family, an estate, rich friends. But it seems inevitable for him to meet Jeannie Daniels again. Jeannie Daniels, the nightclub singer whose death put him on the spot. The girl he murdered.
I don't want to get mixed up with Jeannie Daniels again. That's why I'm getting away from it, my second chance. I can't shake her. Staying right there in my mind. Oh, I get it. This is going to prove that things would have been different. This is going to prove I ain't going to make the same mistake twice. I'll show her. Come on, Jeannie Daniels. Come on back into my life.
Here we are. Let's park for a while.
Really, Duke, I've got to get some sleep. It's almost 4:30 in the morning.
You know, it's funny, but the time element seems completely unimportant when I'm with you, Jeannie.
Yeah. We have a swell time together.
Oh, incidentally, that reminds me, are you free for dinner tomorrow evening?
Hey, what is this, a big rush act? I've been seeing a lot of you, Duke.
Yes. And oddly enough, all the time I've been with you, I've had the strangest feeling about us.
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know exactly. Call it premonition, if you like.
Don't tell me you believe all that voodoo stuff.
Yes, but this is different somehow.
Well, let's have it straight.
Well, frankly, Gina, I'm at a loss to explain it, but... Well, I don't know what to say. Something just keeps telling me to stop seeing Jeannie Daniels.
Well, I like that. Listen, Duke, you'll see me and as often as I want you to.
Well, you know, if it weren't for a chance introduction by Reynolds, we'd never have met at all.
Huh. Wasn't Reynolds. It was that thing you're always talking about. Faith.
Well, you will admit that Reynolds helped some, eh? And, by the way, just how well do you know him?
Just an acquaintance. Met him at the club.
Oh, so that's what's bothering you.
Oh, no. It's not it at all. I don't know. I'm too confused to explain clearly, but... Jeannie, believe me, there's one thing I'm certain of.
Yes, Duke?
You and I were meant for each other. What am I doing? I'm getting all messed up again. No, not this time I won't. No matter what she does, no matter what happens, it won't end the same. That's what I'm proving. There's no such thing as fate. You make your own fate. I'm making it different this time.
Well, Duke, I thought I'd find you backstage in Jeannie's dressing room.
Hello, Reynolds. How are you?
Hey, you're just in time to admire my diamond pin. Isn't it lovely, Reynolds?
It's a honey, Jeannie. A little present from Duke?
Yes. It's rather in the way of an anniversary gift.
Really? What anniversary?
2 brief weeks. And I feel as though I'd known Jeannie for a lifetime.
Another bracelet, darling. Oh, you're spoiling me, Duke.
You like it,
honey? Oh, it's a honey. I'll bet it cost a pretty penny.
What difference does that make? Darling, nothing is too expensive for your pretty face.
This is our best selection of white sapphires, Mr. Malone.
I see. Well, yeah, I'd say this second ring on the tray seems attractive enough.
For Miss Daniels, sir?
Yes, of course. Send it, will you, please? I believe you have the address.
Certainly, sir. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry Miss Daniels didn't enjoy the diamond bracelet.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, she returned it this morning.
Was there something wrong with it?
Well, not exactly. She just didn't like the style.
And chose something more suitable, perhaps?
No, sir. Miss Daniels asked for a refund. I hope I did the right thing, Mr. Malone. I notified your office at once.
Yes, of course. But in the future, please understand, anything Miss Daniels decides is all right with me. Getting in deep. I'm acting like a sap. Let me get away with murder. Murder. No, there won't be any murder this time. I learned my lesson. I'm playing it right. No matter what she does, I'm keeping it in the clear. No matter what she does or all says.
For heaven's sake, stop beating about it, Duke.
But it's reasonable to expect some kind of explanation.
Well, it does happen, that's all.
Then why all the mystery?
Well, I returned the bracelet and took cash. So what? It was my gift.
Yes, certainly it was, but why not tell me about it
first? I was going to get around to it, so the jeweler beat me to it.
Look, Jeannie, I don't understand this.
All right, if you want to play dumb.
I'm not stupid, Jeannie. If you needed the money, why did you ask me for it?
Because, well, you're so moody these days, I'm afraid to tell you anything.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's those awful headaches I get. You know, it's strange, but I never dream that you wanted cash that badly.
Well, it's time you woke up.
Yes, maybe you're right.
After all, a smart girl needs plenty of clothes and things, and I'm smart enough to want the best.
Well, go on, it's strange.
And besides, it's a cozy feeling being in the chips. Of course, if you think I'm too demanding, well, then...
No, don't say it, Jeannie. Look, I don't know what it is that makes me feel this way, but... Well, I know I'd pawn my life to be with you.
That's enough ice, Duke. You're messing up the kitchen.
There. The ice in the glass machine.
Heaven's sake, Duke. Put down that ice pick before you kill somebody.
I can handle it.
Well, come on. Let's go back to the gang in the living room.
Just a moment. Shut that door and come back here.
Why are you looking at me that way?
I'm just curious, my dear. That's all.
About what?
About the $5,000 in cash that you need by tomorrow night?
I don't have to tell you anything. That's my business.
Oh, and it's my money.
Hey there, you two. You've been neglecting us.
If you don't mind, Reynolds, we're busy.
Oh, excuse me. Well, finish whatever you're doing and join us.
Why don't you stay and help, Reynolds?
Reynolds, that's not such a good idea.
Oh, I get it.
Duke's in one of his moods again.
Well, don't let it break up the party, huh?
Come on, let's get out of here. You give me the creep.
You're not leaving until we straighten things out.
Duke, I've told you 100 times.
I insist on the truth this time.
Duke, put down that ice pick.
Ice pick? Oh, believe me, Jeannie, I didn't realize I had it in my hand. Well, that was a close one. I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it. Gotta get a hold of myself.
Because this is the test. The girl is the same, but the guy is different. Me, I'm different. I've got education, I got class. I can't spoil things in my second chance. I'll give her the money. Now, what's $5,000 to me? Life is much too sweet this way. I'll just give her the dough tomorrow, that's all. Maybe I'll break off with her. Yeah. When I give her the cash, I'll tell her that we're through.
Better talk louder, Reynolds. There's something wrong with this phone.
I said, is everything all set, Jane?
Couldn't be better, darling.
Huh? Why, what happened?
Oh, Duke gave me some trouble. He waved an ice pick in my face.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. It won't happen again. I bought a gun, a .45, just in case. Hey, hold on a minute, Reynolds. I thought I heard something.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Oh, yes, darling.
What was it, Jeannie?
Oh, the wind, I guess. Don't worry, Reynolds. I can take care of myself.
Say, you think he suspects anything?
Suspect that I'm giving you his hard-earned dough? Not a chance. Why, I'm his little soulmate. Fate brought us together. Isn't that a laugh?
Go on, Jeannie. Go on. Tell Reynolds what a complete
Duke.
Fool I've been.
Duke, it's you.
Yeah. Hello, Jeannie. Hey, what's going on there? Hello.
I know it's funny, but I had a strong feeling that this would happen.
Duke, where'd you get that gun?
Right from your dresser, Jeannie. Very convincing.
No, Duke, no. Listen, I can explain everything. Wait. Please.
I was wrong. There's nothing to explain. Everything is very plain, very plain. I'm going to do it all over again. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to kill Jeannie Daniels again.
Jeannie, has to be.
Yeah, I just couldn't help it. I had to kill her. You see, no matter what kind of life I would have led, the end would have been just the same. Yeah, I know that now. Thinking it out, giving myself a second chance, a million chances, wouldn't have made it any different. Because I was wrong about one thing. One thing. You don't make your own fate. It's there all the time. Written out for you long before you come along. Yeah. So let him come. Let him shave my leg and my head. That's the way it had to be.
Gosh, watching an execution isn't the nicest experience I can think of.
I don't seem to mind this one.
Well, they're turning on the final switch.
Yeah. I guess Duke's had more than his share of living.
And tough luck, too. The brakes were all against him.
Yeah, you never know. He lived the way he had to.
But what a way to go out.
I think Duke's resigned to his fate by now.
I don't know. If he could relive his life, I'll bet he'd think twice before murdering anybody.
Perhaps. But you know, life has a way of dictating and catching up with you. No, even with a second chance, he'd probably wind up in the chair.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Some guys never learn.
From shadows and stillness, mystery weaves a spell of strangest fascination. Charging the mind with doubts and fears. For mystery is a strange companion, a living memory in the haunting hour.